A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we want to appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in every Saturday morning at 9 with a different subject matter expert and a different topic to help you make a good consumer decision, save money, and not get ripped off. And we're very proud to be part of the Dickey Broadcasting Company here. We've got a great lineup. We got Neil Bortz, the Talkmaster, who's part of Extra 106.3 FM. Also, the Kimmer, Kim Peterson, also part of the lineup here. So we get some superstars every morning from 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, the Morning Extra. Tune in if you want to get the straight story. You don't want that fuzzy news. You don't want a lot of BS. You want to hear what's really going on. And Tug and Rhino and Carlos and Flounder are going to make sure you get that information every Monday and through Friday, 6 to 9, the Morning Extra. All right, right here on Extra 106.3 M. The only conservative news talk station in Atlanta and the home of Fox News Radio. But anyway, this week is no exception. We look far and wide to find good companies that you can trust. We vet them. We make sure we don't bring anybody on the show that is, let me put this way, a little slippery. And in the metro Atlanta, there's like a lot of urban areas. Unfortunately, there's some nefarious customers, but anyway, we've got a great company on here today, and I want to remind you that all the companies that are on the All Four Seasons Home Show, they do not pay to be on here. They come here on their own free time, given their time during a busy schedule to help you and to give the free tips and advice. So without further ado, I want to introduce this week's guest. We have with us Mr. Barry Reese. Mr. Reese is the owner of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling. Lord knows we got a lot of rain, and we need to make sure we have a good roofer, and we sure need to know we have a good remodeler because, I tell you, you can get into some sticky, sticky problems if you don't have the right guy remodeling. Barry Reese, Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Good morning. I appreciate you letting me come on.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule because I know you've been around this area a long, long time. I understand you're a native and your company's been around a long time. Why don't you give the audience a little bit of information, a short bio on yourself and also the genesis of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling?
Well, like you said, I'm a native of Atlanta, been here my whole life, almost all my whole life, not quite yet. My family's been in Georgia since the state was chartered and started my business back in 1983 and just love it here. The changes have been remarkable, but a little bit fast.
Well, hopefully all this change that's been happening so fast, hopefully that goes right along with your business, helping your business grow, because there's a need, there's a serious need for what you do.
Well, there is, and there's a serious need for people that are honest, like you said before.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, it may sound obvious what you're doing, but go ahead and go into some detail all the services that you provide.
Well, we started out in 83 with remodeling. We did siding, we did roofing on the side, we did room additions, basements, and that sort of thing. And it became necessary to include roofing as our mainstay because I found out a lot of guys in this business, there's 3,800 registered roofers in Georgia. There's probably twice that are not licensed and insured. They're out banging on doors after storms. We felt like we needed to do something that was going to at least give an honest company to the public. So.
So a lot of guys out there, the Chuck in the truck, a Stan in a van, right?
That's it.
You know, guys running around without that important liability insurance. Why don't you just share how important it is to have that? A lot of people think their homeowner's insurance covers them if somebody gets hurt on their property, but that's not true. Why don't you talk about that a little bit and talk about the investment that it takes every year and how important it is to run a business the right way for the right reasons.
Well, that's a very, very good point. I actually have a friend of mine that referred me his sister to do a roof for her. She had a roof replaced about 25 years ago, and the company that was there did not have liability or workers' comp. And the father who owned the business was not supposed to be on the roofs anymore because he'd had some health issues. Turn about what happened. He falls off the roof and dies on their property. And it was a mess. It was a lawsuit, and it's a big deal. So a lot of these guys will tell you they have insurance. They may even produce a certificate, but they won't let you call their agent to verify. We do. We actually encourage our customers to do that. Because if you produce a piece of paper that says you have insurance and you don't have it, the homeowner's on the hook. And it is a very expensive process. With roofing, the workers' comp runs about 1.5%. 1.5 times what I pay labor goes to workers' comp. So it's a very expensive proposition. So when you get a company out there that gives you a price, say $10,000, and some guy comes in, he can do the exact same thing for $6,000, you have to ask yourself, where is he saving money?
That's right. And folks, let me just chime in here. When you're out there looking for the cheapest bid and everything, you know, you need to have your antenna up, because it costs money to run a business the right way, the legal way. It costs money to have the right insurance, the right equipment, to get people on your property or in your home that you can trust, that are not criminals or going to steal something, or drug addicts, pay the insurance. So all this costs money before a company even steps on your property. So you want somebody that's the real deal, a real company, not a fly-by-night organization, because in the end, it's going to cost you even more money, isn't it, Barry?
It is. Do you need a second job? Because you're awesome. I mean, you just did my whole spiel right there.
Well, I tell you, I've been there, done that, and made the same mistake many years ago as a young man. And so I tell you, it cost me a lot of money, and I don't want to go into it. But anyway, well, Barry, real quick, what are the qualifications of a reputable roofing and remodeling company? What should people really be asking or looking for?
Well, you want somebody that's going to be straight with you and tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. You want somebody that's going to go into your attic and look for any problem areas. If there's leaks, have there been leaks before? Had they been repaired? Had they been repaired properly? You want to be sure that the person that's doing the job is actually crossing every T and dotting every I, because that's very important. The foundation of your house is extremely important, but the roof is just as important because it protects everything inside. So,
absolutely, yeah.
And one of the things that I see with a lot of our competitors is they ask for money up front, got to have money for materials, got to have money for the dumpster. If a guy has to have money for the materials, he's probably not the guy to do the job for you. Yeah. We never ask for a penny until the roof is finished and people can see the product before they pay us.
Well, folks, you better pay attention to what you just heard here. Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, they're going to come out and do replacing a roof, finishing a basement, adding a room. Those are major projects, and they're not going to ask for a penny until the job's done. Now, how many people are going to do that, Barry?
Well, not too many these days.
They're going to have more stores. I need to buy some more plywood. I need to do this. I need to do that, right?
Indeed.
And, you know, they're flying by the seat of their pants, which is not good, if they even show up after they take your money.
This is true.
So, yeah, would it make sense hiring a local company? Would that be best? Because I know these guys come out of state, these storm chasers and all these people. Talk about what goes on when there's a storm, and educate our audience on what they need to be aware of and maybe avoid.
Well, that's a great question. And a lot of times when a storm will happen, you'll see these guys, the Alabama, Mississippi, they're all over the place knocking on doors. And they do get an awful lot of business. They're very, very slick salespeople. They are really good at what they do. But when it comes time to do the roof, are they going to be around? I'm not saying these guys don't do a good job. I'm sure a lot of them do a great job. But the problem occurs when 2 years down the road, if there's a leak or if they didn't do something correctly, who are you going to call?
Yeah, where are they going? Where are they?
Where are they going to be? And then we've had people contact us. I call them storm chasers. Will contact us. Hey, we saw you, Better Business Bureau. We saw your Google. We'd like to partner with you.
Right.
And what they want to do is they want to borrow your name and sell a lot of jobs to give you a piece of the credit. Well, that's all well and good, but what happens again when they don't do a very good job? Then you're on the hook to do the repairs. We just don't do that.
Well, you know, you've been in business since 1983, and it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to build a reputable brand, and that brand is everything.
Well, it is.
So, you know, who's going to protect your brand more than you and your staff?
Amen. Nobody. No one.
You know? because
it's our legacy.
Today with social media and all that, if somebody gets ticked off at you or feels like they've done wrong, it can really hurt your business, can it?
It's quick. Yeah, it's a real, just like Atlanta, everything is fast with Facebook and Twitter. I mean, it's instant. You can get good press and you can get bad press. So you have to be very, very cautious of what you do.
Absolutely. If somebody's out there looking, trying to make a decision for the first time on having a room added or a basement finished or even a roof, is it a good idea for them to talk to past customers of these companies, or what you look for references, or what are your tips as far as maybe they can kind of, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff, you know?
That's a great question. And to me, it's extremely important. In fact, we give our customers a book, every customer that we see. In that book, it has 300-400 addresses and names of people they can contact. So we do everything up front. I want you to be very comfortable when you call us that you're going to get the real deal.
Right, absolutely. Well, folks, I know everybody's always concerned about timelines, how soon they can start and how long the job will take. And, of course, the weather is always impacting schedules, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
What do you have to say about that to people? I mean, what's the usual, the average roof? How long does that take to do?
Well, depending on the size and the pitch, the average roof can be done in one long day.
Really?
We have 8 to 10 guys on each one of our crews, and they start at daylight, and they don't leave till the job is finished. Now, there's a couple of occasions when they're really big houses. It may take a couple of days, but normally we can get them done in one long day.
Well, that's quick.
That is.
And, of course, I'm sure that when you're dealing with a finished basement, mm-hmm. or a room addition, there's so many variables there. That's kind of a hard question for you to answer, right?
Well, that's true, because you have inspections that get in the way and things like that, so you're at the mercy of the municipality that you're working with. So it could be 2 to 3 months to get a job like that finished.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
Roofing is one of the things, like, okay, it's quick. You can get in, get out, but at the same time, it's...
What about permits? Do you handle that for the...
We take care of all of that, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, folks, you know, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we're here with Barry Reese of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, giving us a lot of good advice. And we're just getting warmed up, so we're going to be back right after this break, so don't go away.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. And I just want to remind you to download the Extra 106.3 FM app on your smartphone. You can stream 24/7 no matter where you're at the station and get all the news, all of our great shows, including the All Four Seasons Home Show. It's just an easy way to do things. You don't have to be sitting by a radio. Another thing I want to mention is not only are we on Extra 106.3 FM, but we're simulcast. And for those of you who have never heard the term before, that means at simultaneously we are also airing on 12:30 a.m. So if you're out on outside the perimeter, out in an area where the signal for the FM is not as strong and clear as you like, switch over to 12:30 a.m. I think you'll find it fills in those gaps. So anyway, getting back to this week's show, we have with us, if you're just joining us, Mr. Barry Reese, who's the owner and founder of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, and he's given us a lot of good tips, and we had a great first segment, and we're getting into this next one here, and But we were talking about how important it is to be careful about just who comes up and knocks on your door, porch pirates or whatever. I mean, we have storms that come through here in Metro Atlanta quite frequently, unfortunately. And these guys come out of the woodwork like termites, don't they?
They really do, yeah. Just the past week, there was a storm in Palmetto and Fairburn, mm-hmm. and I was down assessing the damage, and I must have seen 50 trucks. I must have seen 50 at least. And they're out banging on doors, ladders up against the roof. There's no way these folks called these companies. They were out there just minutes after the hail stopped.
And they're probably out there using fear to motivate these people.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. And it's a great motivator. I mean, they'll say free roof. They always use the term free roof, but there's no such thing as free anything. I mean, you have the deductibles in play. And if they're saying we're going to cover your deductible, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the process? I mean, just to give people give them an idea what the right path is. Take us through the situation. Let's say that somebody recommends Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling.
Well, the first thing when we talk to a customer over the phone, we find out how old the roof is. Are there any leaks that they're aware of? Do they know was the roof replaced because of a storm, or was it just need to be replaced? And then we go out and assess the damage. I'm actually a licensed insurance adjuster, so I know what the insurance companies are looking for. A lot of these roofs that these guys say you need to replace it, they could get by with a repair. They're not always do they have to be replaced. It's a touchy situation. Obviously, the guys make more money when they sell a whole roof. We do as well, but at the same time, I don't want you to have to replace a roof when we could do a simple repair and buy you another 5 or 10 years.
I see. Now, at the risk of asking a silly question, what are today in 2023? What are the different types of roofs?
Oh, there's a lot. You've got your three-tab shingles. You got your architectural shingles. You have hail-resistant shingles. There's even a composite product out there that's called Da Vinci. It is a plastic and rubber reground product that looks exquisite. It really does. You have metal roofing, of course, but a lot of different options out there. Even some people are still going with the wood shakes, which, yes, in my opinion, is the most beautiful roof. But after 6 months, it's curling and cupping and cracks. But in the beginning, it's beautiful.
But you handle all kind of roofs.
We do. We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're certified with GAF, which is the largest manufacturer of shingles in the country. And they really have a great product and a lifetime warranty that we provide at no charge to every customer.
Now, let's talk about some of the things maybe people, first of all, we touched earlier in the segment, for those of you who are just joining us, on the contractor's liability insurance and workers' comp insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very important for a company to have that, not only to see the certificate, but maybe to call the number and double-check that certificate hasn't expired.
Oh, exactly. And we even offer, if our clients want, we can have our agent send them a certificate. Because, again, these guys can get a certificate and doctor it up, and it's not legitimate. But we actually have our agents email them a copy of the insurance with their property attached to our policy.
And also, I would imagine that you folks are licensed.
Oh, yes.
It's important for a company to be licensed,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. Oh, and you just reminded me I have to renew my license tomorrow.
And what about vetting employees? Can just anybody work for you? Or what's the process that you go through before somebody can work for Atlanta Metro Roofing and Remodeling?
That's a great question. The guys that work for us on the roof, we've actually seen their prior jobs, the customers that or the companies that they'd worked for before. Mm-hmm. And we had them do some low-key jobs for us. I actually go to every single job that's being done to make sure that everything that we have promised is being delivered. We don't want anything to be missed. If there's any communications that have been missed, we want to be sure that it's taken care of at the time we're doing the job instead of having to come back. But I make sure that all of our jobs are done exactly the way we say they're going to be done.
So you're still, even after 40 years, you're hands-on, still making sure the quality is at the level that you always wanted it to be.
Very much, very much so. There was a time that we got away from that, and it wasn't that our crews were taking shortcuts, but I just felt like our customers were not getting that personal treatment that we always had in the beginning. And so I just make it a point every job that I show up during the job to make sure everything's done, introduce myself to the homeowner, and just assure them that we're going to make sure that everything that we said we're going to do is going to be done.
Now, what about warranties or guarantees on roofs, the products, the shingles, and your work, the installation? Well, can you touch on that?
We can. We have several different things that we offer. Like for roofing, we have what we call a leak repair. Mm-hmm. It is just a simple leak repair. If there's some nail pops, it's a $250 charge. Very simple. Comes with a 1-year warranty. We have if we go more extensive, like a roof tune-up, where there's some shingle manipulation or some pipe jacks that have to be replaced. That runs anywhere from $600 to $1,100. That comes with a 3-year warranty on a complete roof replacement. We give a 10-year guarantee that there's no leaks whatsoever. Anything happens, they call us. But from the manufacturer, there is a true lifetime warranty from them. It's 50 years.
Now, do you have a favorite a shingle or anything you can tell people as far as when they're trying to choose a particular type of shingle from a tip? You know, I know they have architectural shingles, they have regular shingles. Why don't you give us a little education on all that?
Well, there's tons of manufacturers out there, and each one has their own nuances and things that they offer. Like I said, we're certified with GAF, which is a product you can find all over the country. But the reason we went with them, there was another company that we used years ago, and I was strictly, I don't want to say a name because I don't want to make anyone angry out there, but we had an issue with the product not holding up. So we called the company to come out and take a look, and they said, yep, everything was done correctly, and yep, we're going to cover this. They replaced the roofing only. They did not pay for the labor. They did not pay for tear off, nothing. All they gave us was new shingles. With GAF, it is 100%. If anything goes wrong, it's material and labor. And for that company, they actually vet us as well to make sure that we do what we say we're going to do and that we have insurance. They make sure that our insurance is current. So that's one of the reasons why I like the GAF product. It's not only readily available, but they stand behind it. Well, I mean, it's one of those things that don't mind standing behind it. They'll stand underneath it as well.
That's right. You know, that gives, I'm sure that gives customers a lot of peace of mind.
It does. Well, it does. Yeah, I think that.
And it's a selling point, isn't it? When you go out and talk to somebody and people say, well, why should I do business with you other than this guy or this guy, right?
Well, exactly. And the thing is personal. It goes back to personal, hands-on touch with every job. You just want to make sure you're getting what you pay for. And with this business, that's probably the only business that getting what you pay for really, really counts.
Now, has supply line chain issues hurt you at all?
Man, from after the pandemic hit, it was horrible. We were waiting 6 months for shingles. Now we're back, almost back full force now. So we're just about back to normal.
What about labor? Is it, you know, a lot of people have had problems finding labor, finding employees. No matter where you go, no matter what kind of business it is, no matter how big or small it is, people got signs out there saying we're hiring.
Yeah. It's everywhere. We don't really have that problem. The crews that I have been with me for a long time, and they talk to other crews, and they say, how's it working for Metro Atlanta Roofing? Oh, the guy pays us the day we're finished. In full, yeah. We don't make our crews wait. So I have people calling me all the time, can we work for you? Can we work for you? Can we work for you? And we will vet some of these guys and bring them in. But at the same time, I like the ones that I have because they know exactly what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. They know exactly how I demand every job to be done, and they do it.
Now, how big of an area does Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling cover?
Well, Metro Atlanta used to be smaller than it is now. I mean,
isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I'm telling you. But yeah, we cover as far south as Griffin, Locust Grove, and as far north as Ellijay. In fact, I had an adjuster meeting in Ellijay. A friend of mine that I go to church with, we're getting his roof replaced up there.
Well, that's a big area.
It is.
How about east and west?
Well, we go as far west as Villarica. We don't go as far. I won't go to Waco. And as far east, we'll go to – we've actually done jobs in Augusta.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, my goodness. Well, you guys, you cover pretty much the majority of the state.
Well, I have a son that lives in Macon. I'm trying to get him to open an office down there, but he's pretty happy with his job.
You have family in the business at all, or –
Actually, my great-grandfather had a lumber business, a lumber mill, back in the 1800s. And my dad's uncle, his name was F.A. Reese. I don't know if you remember him, but he had the siding company that started in Atlanta in 1942. He operated up until the 80s. His son operated until the 80s. And then I had Reese Construction and Siding in the 90s, and then we changed to Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling.
Wow, what a legacy, huh?
Yeah.
So if people want to know a little bit about your history and your expertise and experience, you can set them right down and talk to them, can't you?
We can help them out. And like my great grandfather, one of the funny stories about him is he fathered 20 children. took three wives to do it, but he fathered 20 children.
So that man had the energy to do all that construction and fathered 20 children.
With the obvious hobby that he had, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, wow. God bless him. God rest his soul.
No kidding.
Okay, well, you know, you folks can't see it, but one thing I was very impressed, you know, I've been consulting home service businesses for almost 40 years, and there is a beautiful booklet here, Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, that they give to each customer that talks about the introduction of the company and the mission statement. I mean, just a with photographs and all kind of information, very professionally done, and every single person that you deal with gets one of these books, right?
Yes, correct.
Talk about the mission statement. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Well, we started out just to be a hometown remodeling company. We didn't care anything about being the biggest in town. Yeah. Never wanted that to be our moniker. We want to be sure that we're giving personal service to every single customer.
Right.
And we try to treat every customer as if they're our very first customer, because when you start a business, your first customer, you bend over backwards. You got to do everything you can to make them happy. Mm-hmm. And so we do that with every single customer, because we don't take anything for granted.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, something is important and you put it in writing in a professional booklet like that and all your mission statement. You know, it seems like a lot of people in your industry, they concentrate just on the technical, actual labor and work and that kind of thing and think that's enough. But in 2023, you got to have some polish, don't you? You gotta be a little bit different than just doing the job well.
This is true. My youngest son is 28, and he's been telling me I need to get into the 21st century for some time. So he's been very instrumental in us getting our Facebook page and our Twitter page and that sort of thing. I'm an old dog. I play by the old tricks. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great. What about how's the environmental and the green movement and all that affected materials and the work you do and how you do it? Is that changed over the years?
It has. In fact, the way they manufacture shingles is a lot has to do with recycling and that sort of thing. The shingles today are lighter than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago. The product itself is not quite as thick, so it goes on a little easier and is not as much waste. But yeah, there's a big move for the green movement. We're actually going to be working with a company that is going to offer a rejuvenation process where you can actually enhance the lifetime of a roof. It can go 5 to 15 years. You can add to a roof without having to change it at pennies on the dollar of what a roof would be to replace it.
Now, you know, being up on a roof is something, especially with the different pitch and the different architectural designs that we have here in Atlanta, there has to be a safety feature here, a safety component.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what how you've instilled that those type of procedures or rules with your company to make sure everybody's safe, not just your workers, but maybe the people at the home or maybe walking outside the home, walking around or.
Absolutely. In fact, probably 1985 or 1986, we started to force our guys to wear harnesses on the steep roofs. It takes too much time. You're going to wear a harness because I don't want you to fall. And so that's one of the things. If it's a steep roof, my guys are all harnessed. Every guy's harnessed up. We tarp the areas around the house so that nothing gets on any delicate plants or any kind of architectural things they have in their yard, any furniture. And we kind of ask the customer to, this is a work site. This is not your playground. This is a work site. So please let us have access to it. So we don't want anyone to get hurt. We don't want to damage any cars. If you call us back in 2 years, I want it to be because you want us to finish your basement, not because we did something to your car because we dropped some materials on it. So we basically steal the driveway for a day and a half. We have the materials in the driveway and our dump trailer in the driveway. The guys are very cautious when they throw things off to make sure that we don't cause any undue damage. We try to make sure when we leave that the yard and the house looks better than it did when we arrived.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How will removal and cleanup, how is that handled?
Oh, that's dead. There's one dedicated person on every crew that all day long they're making sure things are moved from the yard to the dump trailer, And we go around with a magnet during the job 2 or 3 times to make sure we get all the nails up. We even go back with a handheld magnet in the flower beds to make sure everything's removed.
No kidding.
Yes,
wow, a handheld magnet going through the flower beds to make sure all the nails are, I mean, that's... Yeah, you obviously are very detailed and very very thorough.
Well, like I said, we did not do roofing very much in the beginning, and I had seen a couple of guys do roofing, and I was not impressed with their operation. Mm-hmm. Tires were being flat because they didn't remove the nails, and we made sure that when we started our roofing division, we wanted to be sure that we did a job as if we were doing it for our own mother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And you're talking about the app. Man, I've got the extra app. It's awesome. Yeah, I listened to it when I was in California, and to be able to listen to the camera again, that was great. You know,
yeah, he's great, isn't he?
I love him. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Now I want to ask you, and you mentioned something about a dumpster. Will a dumpster be on site? And, yeah, I know those dumpsters are pretty heavy and everything. It's easy for them to tear up the lawn or the concrete driveway. Do you take precautions to make sure that's all protected?
We do. On the smaller jobs, we can do it with a dump trailer, which is basically just a wheel trailer that does not require anything. If it is a large job that requires a dumpster, we actually put plywood down on the driveway, so when they drop the dumpster, it's not going to scrape up their driveway.
Great. And do you have to put on the big jobs, you have to put a porta potty on the property, or is that?
We do on the big jobs, absolutely.
Well, it sounds like you guys are pretty prepared. How much is preparation involved when you take a job? Because I guess every job, although there's obviously similarities, can be unique.
Oh, sure. And you'll have some the jobs that we go to that have, say, Japanese maples. We warn the customer, please, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that's not going to be damaged. And anything we think that might be an issue, we address it before we start the job so everybody's on the same page.
And you got to make sure they put the Rottweiler up, right, while you guys are working.
You've been on one of our job sites, haven't you? I'm allergic to dog bites.
So. Oh, man. Now, you know, when you talk about roofing, mm-hmm. I don't think you can talk about roofing without talking about the importance of gutters. Mm-hmm. You want to touch on that, why gutters are important,
mm-hmm.
and any thoughts? I would assume you folks install gutters.
We do.
What kind of gutters? What do you have to say about gutters?
Well, we have a 5-inch and a 6-inch machine. We do both the gutters. We do half round. We do copper. But the thing about gutters is, you really have to make sure that the fall is correct, that you have enough fall that the water will not be standing in your gutters, that you have splash guards where you need them so it doesn't override and hit your walkway or your entry. You want to be sure that the downspouts are pointed in the right direction, that they're going to be flowing away from the house, because you want to keep that out of your foundation. That's a big deal.
Talk about what can happen if you don't keep those gutters right, and that water is going down the foundation. What can happen?
Oh, it floods into your basement, and you can wind up with mold issues in the walls. You can wind up with mold issues in your basement. You can wind up with foundation cracks. You want to keep that water away from the foundation as much as you can.
And what do you think about gutter covers? We always see these commercials on TV for 16 different kind of gutter covers.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you believe in them, or what do you?
What we do, and I have them on my own house, in fact. Yeah. So, yes, sir. It's very important to keep the debris out as much as you can. You want to be sure that your gutters are free-flowing.
Are there some better than others?
There are. You can buy the things at Home Depot and Lowe's, and they've got some great products there, and you can do them yourself. There's a lot of products that do a really good job. The one that I had seen at Home Depot and Lowe's that works the best is a leaf filter product. It's very, very, very easy to install if you're not afraid of heights.
Right.
Which I'm afraid of heights. I mean, I shouldn't be in the roofing business, right?
Is that right, Fred? Well, a lot of us are. Well, now, what happens, you know, because, my goodness, I tell you, we get a lot of rain here, and, one day it's cold, one day it's hot. What happens if it starts raining in the middle of a job? How do you guys handle that?
Well, that's the one thing. We look at the weather report. If it's over 30%, we're not going to start the job. We're just not going to start the job. And if it looks like it's going to be a possibility, we tear off one section at a time and replace that section. But we have tarps on hand in case of pop-up storms. You know, that happens all the time. Yeah. A pop-up storm, we have enough tarps that can cover the whole house. And these are new tarps. They're not tarps that they've used to pull material away from the house.
Right. Yeah, you're always at the mercy of the weather, aren't you?
Amen. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And that affects timelines, right?
It does. And we don't do roofing in the wintertime. I mean, we have customers that call and say, I've got to have this roof replaced by X date. Well, if it's not over freezing, we're not going to do the roof. It needs to be 40 degrees or higher. Otherwise, the shingles will never seal.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Our audience, there you got another great tip. If somebody's out there doing your roof, giving you a great deal in the winter, That may not be a good idea, right, Barry?
That's absolutely true. We are doing a job right now. I have the insurance company coming out for a client of ours. The shingles have not sealed, and I asked when the roof was built, and it was a new house, and they did it in the wintertime, and it just never sealed. And so when the winds blow and it gets debris or dirt underneath the shingles, it never seals.
So what happens, because I know these guys depend on making a living, what do you guys do during the winter? You go into the basement, they do the basement remodeling, or what?
We do, and actually I have a very good friend of mine that owns a company in El Paso, Texas, mm-hmm. and my guys will go out there in the wintertime and work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Bob's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Awesome.
He can work year-round.
when we talk about warranties, the warranties do they just cover the materials? Do they also cover labor? Touch on that again.
It does. It covers material and labor. And for us, anything in the 10-year period of time, if anything happens, they contact us. Hmm. After that, they go to GAF. They go through GAF. And we encourage them to even call us after the 10 years. We'll help them through the process. The paperwork can be a little bit tricky, so we make sure that everything's done for them. I try to make it as easy as I can.
I see. Well, it sounds like you got all the bases covered.
I hope so.
Man. You still enjoy what you're doing after 40 years?
I do. I find the challenges every day. It gets me up in the morning. I really enjoy it.
You got to have passion to be an entrepreneur, don't you? If you don't have passion for what you're doing, you need to hang it up, right?
Either passion or ignorance to be an entrepreneur. Exactly, yeah. I think I have a little bit of both. So.
Well, listen, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Barry Reese of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling right here on the All Four Seasons Home Show. We're going to be back after this break. So don't go away.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show. If you're just joining us, we're here with Mr. Barry Reese of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling, giving us a lot of good tips and advice on how to pick a roofer, what you need to look out for, and also we're going to get into the finished basements and the room additions. But I want to remind you to please, you know, check out our podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify. Every show, after we air it all over Atlanta, it goes out on the podcasts for posterity. And this show is no exception. So if you're listening to this, you say, boy, I wish my friend or my mother or my father or my brother, you know, heard Barry here on talking about his company, you can go right there out on a podcast and find this show. And it's also on the Extra 106.3 FM website all year long, all of our shows, which is really a good library of information because we've had just about every topic you can imagine. I mean, from landscapers to chiropractors to health clubs, you name it, and we've had it. So it's just a plethora of information. But anyway, getting back to Barry. Barry, we've talked about roofing and gutters and everything to do with it, but you know, a big part of your business is finishing beautiful basements, taking unfinished basements and making them just a wonderful environment for the family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the fun parts of the job. You actually see, when you replace a roof, basically it looks the same when you're done, but when you're doing a basement or a room addition, you can see an absolute transformation. It's pretty cool.
What are some of the trends right now that people are looking for when it comes to finished basements? I mean, what are they... You know, when you go out and see them, they have an unfinished basement, and do they always have an idea of exactly what they want? Or are they looking for? Do you have to get involved with the design and guidance and advice on what is realistic and what's not, or what has a nice flow? You know what I'm saying?
We do. We actually have customers that have their design already in place, and that's cool. We like working with those. But most of our customers call and they have an idea of what they want, and they just let us run with it. We just make the drawings and give it to them and let them see what we can do. But the big trends now are like theater rooms. People want the elevated floors for their theater room, and they're installed surround sounds throughout. So that's one of the biggest things we have, in doing smart technology, where they can turn the lights on or dim the lights, whatever, you know, with just Alexa. So we're getting into that quite a bit, but it's something we didn't do in the beginning. And same thing with room additions. We've been doing sunrooms and room additions for years. In fact, one of the rooms that we did was during 9/11. I remember it very well. It was 9/11 for Phil and Renee Zubek, and just like the world stopped turning for us. But we were there trying to make a transformation take place, and it's just a lot of fun.
Now, when people want to finish their basement or maybe even a room addition, is it necessary that they hire a chiropractor? Or a chiropractor. Listen to me.
No, we need that after the job.
You don't have to hire a chiropractor. I'm talking about, do they have to hire an architect? I got bones on my mind here.
That's all right.
Do they have to hire an architect to get, you know, and spend the money to get a design done so and present it to you? Or do you have people on your staff that can help them?
We actually have people that can help them on staff, but if they want to hire an architect, that's, or chiropractor, either one, that's fine. But a lot of the drawings we'll do ourselves, yeah. And we'll present it to them. In fact, with our sunrooms, our whole idea is to try to make what we do look like it was always there, not an afterthought. Because a lot of companies out here are doing, I call them Lego rooms. They snap together in two or three days. It's an aluminum room, aluminum roof. And they're very expensive. I mean, they're not cheap by any stretch, but they just happen to look cheap when you're done. Our prices are going to be similar to what they're doing, but it's stick-built. It looks just like the house. We try to make everything flow when we're doing an addition or a basement, that it mirrors what you see in the other parts of the house.
Now, when it comes to room additions, what seems to be the trend lately? Are they looking for like an enclosed porch, a sunroom, or are they looking for an extra bedroom, make a big family room? What do you find that people are looking for?
Most of the customers that we deal with are looking for like a sunroom. They want a place that they can go out and just live in the backyard and see the birds and whatnot. We have done big bedroom additions and bathroom additions. That's not that often. We don't get into that very often. Most of ours are going to be sunroom.
And when you talk about sunroom, you guys have it's like a lot of it's glass and mm-hmm. everything, and
a lot of glass. And if they want skylights in the roof, we can do that as well. But we have, when we design the rooms, if a sunroom, we actually put the windows in. They can remove the window and make it a screen room in the spring if they'd like, in the fall, and put the windows back when they're done. So
now, what about the HVAC and the heat and all that? Do you get involved in that if they want to?
We do indeed. If it's a large process, like with the basements, if it is a small basement, sometimes you can tap into what they already have. By and large, you're going to want to upgrade. You're either going to upgrade a complete system for downstairs, or a ductless system. They call them mini splits. We're doing that right now for a basement in Decatur, mm-hmm. Where we're actually adding two mini splits, and it's not as expensive as putting in a whole system.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything to do with remodeling that you guys don't do?
We don't do kitchens.
Okay.
Don't do kitchens. That's too personal. I just
okay.
My wife and I, we almost got in a divorce over our kitchen remodel. So I thought maybe I don't want to be the reason for someone else to get a divorce.
Right. Yeah, kitchens can be complicated.
They can. They really can.
But you'll do bathrooms.
We do bathrooms. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Love to do bathroom additions.
Good. I was just thinking to myself, do you find yourself having to do anything like outside? Like a lot of people seem to get into this outdoor living,
mm-hmm.
gazebos, and they're doing the outdoor kitchens and different structures and that kind of thing. What's going on with that? Do you find there's any trends there you want to share with the audience, or do you get involved in anything like that where somebody wants a gazebo or a portico or whatever?
Well, it's funny you asked that question. We just finished a roof in Marietta. And I just picked up the permits a couple of days ago to build a gazebo for him by his pool. So, yes, sir, we do that quite often.
I bet it was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. It's a $2 million house. So, yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
So what's the future here for Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling? What Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling? What is the next generation going to pick up the baton here and carry it on, because you guys got a long legacy in your family of construction and home improvement and that kind of thing, and home products.
Well, we do. The only one of my four children that is involved is my young son. He's a great salesperson, but he doesn't like to manage things, so he likes to show up and do the job. But I'm hoping that he'll take over when I retire. But I'm hoping to do this for another 10 or 15 years. Yeah. And I'm only 62.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you seem to enjoy what you're doing. And one thing I'm always impressed with our guests, a common thread there is they have passion. Successful business owners have passion for what they do. And everybody we have in here just about has been doing it for years, like you.
Yeah.
And they haven't lost their passion.
Well, it gets in your blood. It really gets in your blood. I mean, I've helped other guys start businesses, friends of mine start businesses, and it's just a blast. It really is. When you get up in the morning, you like what you do, you're not really working at all.
Right, right. Well, you know what? It's been great. We're coming to the end of the show. Folks, if you've been listening, you've been listening to the sage advice from Barry Reese, who's the owner and founder of Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling. And Barry, I know you said during the break you have a special offer for the All Four Seasons Home Show audience. Would you like to share that with them now?
Sure. If anyone calls from this radio show and they get a full roof replacement, a room addition, or a basement finish, we'll offer $1,000 off the best price that we can give you.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I heard that right. What? How much did you say, Barry?
$1,000.
Folks, that's significant. If you're thinking about doing finishing your basement or adding a room, a sunroom or whatever, or doing some work on your roof there, getting a complete roof, $1,000, that's a nice discount, okay?
It is, and especially if a person has an insurance claim, what have you, that can actually be used toward that if they want to do that.
And how do folks get in touch with Metro Atlanta Roofing and Remodeling?
Well, they can find us on the web at metroatlantaroofing.com or 470-538-1729.
Thank you very much, Barry, for taking the time to come out. We want to thank Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show and making it possible to bring these great guests every week. Folks, you have a great week, and don't forget to tune in every Saturday morning at 9 for another great guest, another great company.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.